I guess I just never just wanted to be last in the train. Like, you want to be the anchor in this race? Like, that's crazy as hell to me.
But even that would be more acceptable than fucking it's doing it at the same time.
Way more. Like, oh, you got me fucked up.
Like, what? Like,
well, you doing the rotisserie.
Like, wait, what? Oh. Even then, I'm like,
I don't want to do that neither.
I don't want to be in the room with you, nigga.
Like, I kind of, I don't want to see your dick. You know, I'm cool. Like, I really like knowing in my head that I've never touched another dick that wasn't mine. You know what I'm saying? You know, it's different if you have a boy as a child. That don't count. But
I know, right? Yeah. Literally, because you can't avoid that.
No.
Nah.
Like,
ah, nigga, you just got to wash
you
up.
You sitting up here just like, ah. Like, how y'all sleep at night?
You don't. You fucking cry yourself to fucking sleep.
But I forgot who the fuck I was talking to. But they were talking about fighting somebody. And it was like, I don't know if they saw it or they was just talking bullshit. But like, you get into it with a motherfucker, both of y'all heated, and y'all finna fight. What you gonna do if this nigga get butt ass? Trying to fight you.
I think that will that will calm you the fuck down. I think you. I think that you will no longer like be angry. I think that you're just gonna be like, oh, okay, bet. Like, hey, listen, bro. Hey, look, it ain't in that serious, man. Look,
he already mad.
Like, hey, look, calm the fuck down. My bad. Hey, listen, I ain't gotta do all this. I ain't finna fight you fucking naked, man. Put your clothes on and maybe we can talk. Like, but outside of that, I think it would just calm you down. At least in my, like, my mind.
Oh, it'll definitely calm me down. Well, what are you gonna do if he's not calmed down no more? Like, it's up and stuck and shit. Like,
oh, whoa.
Pause.
Oh, whoa. If it's like that, nigga, I'm running.
Oh, okay, so you feel like your booty in danger.
No, not even. Like, I just feel like just, I don't want anything on you to touch me. Like, like just a wrestle or tussle or anything. I don't want to be in a headlock. I don't want to be trying to, like, keep your hands off of me, like, trying to attack me. Whatever it is you're trying to do, I just don't want no parts of you to touch me.
I just think that'll be a life-changing experience for anybody. Like,
depending on the person. There's some people out here that's ready. Like they be like, nigga, I'll beat your ass naked. I don't give a fuck. Naked or with clothes on, nigga. I don't care about none of that. I'm coming for you.
I guess I'm talking about sane people. Who got all their sense and they with the shit?
Bro, some people got anger problems and they don't care. They don't see.
Oh, can't give them no grace?
Yeah, they don't see naked. They don't see nothing. They like, yo, like, I'll match your fucking crazy. Like, that's just what
now
it
that
is.
You got naked, I feel super disrespected. Because,
you nigga, you really crazy up in here for that shit. You wilding hard as fuck.
Pause. It's not the show.
People on that goofy shit.
I ain't dope.
These people out here tweaking, bro.
I ain't dope.
If you ready for the show, say.
I ain't dope.
Say.
I ain't dope.
Say.
I ain't dope.
Welcome to the I Ain't Going Show, where anything goes except us. I'm your host, CJ.
Awesome, CJ-ish.
Here with my boy, my co-host, D.
D is in his bag. Yo.
And we are here to debate, relate, berate, and be great. And as usual,
it's homie time right now, okay?
Almost fucked that up.
Almost fucked it up. Almost did.
But man, how you been, bro? Man, like, shit, we had a week off. I was out of town. You know, we had some a leftover episode from... when you was out and Big Chris NC came in, shout him out. I don't remember the buttons no more. All I do is edit. But, but yeah, man, how you been, man?
Man, I've been good, man. Just been, you know, chilling with the fam and over the weekend, over Memorial Day weekend, just, you know, kicked it. Hung out at the pool a lot.
Okay, okay.
Did some of that. Seeing my little man.
You showing off the new body?
Nah, man. You know what? I ain't there yet. I ain't there yet. Like, I feel like I see myself as like, it's interesting that you say that because I look at myself as phases, right? There's that you look good in your clothes phase, and then there's that, oh, I look good with my shirt off phase. And I'm trying to get to that look good with my shirt off.
Okay.
Right now, I feel like I'm at the point where certain clothes, like I literally am probably going to have to go, you know what I'm saying, and try to get, you know, build onto a new wardrobe just because, like, a lot of shit that I get, like, is a little, like, too big and shit. So I'm just like, you know, but other than that, the shit that fit me right, you know what I'm saying, fit me, I like the way I'm looking in it.
Yeah.
But then when I take the shirt off, it's like, it ain't bad. Like, I see the results. Mm-hmm. It's just more so like, nah, nigga. Like, I know in my mind where I'm trying to get to. I don't know when I'm trying to get to it.
Yeah.
Because I'm trying to give myself, you know what I'm saying, the time or whatever.
One day you're just going to look in the mirror and be like,
yeah,
I'm ready.
Like, bro, I'm wholeheartedly trying to be that nigga that, like, y'all be sick of. Like, damn, nigga, you got your shirt off again, nigga.
Are you going to be on the gram doing that shit?
Bro, I'm trying to, nigga, I'm trying to have shirts with the shit just open for no reason with my arms just sitting like this. I'm looking like I'm on vacation all the fucking time. Like, that's how I'm trying to get, bro. All
right.
So, like, yeah, but to answer your question, yeah, now, at the pool, it was still chill, you know what I'm saying? I didn't get in the pool because it wasn't as warm. Like, but everybody was in that bitch and all the kids.
Talk to me about warmth.
And all the kids was like, you know, they was having a good time and there was some adults in there. But one thing that I will say that it's like, all right, so last summer my son didn't even want to get in the pool. Like, he just like, he loved going to the pool, but he just wanted to hang out outside of it.
Yeah. Fuck around with the little pool toys and
yeah,
shit.
Like shit, yeah. Just around there, we get the little water gun and shit like that. Now this time, man, like this summer it started, he's like in the pool and like he's trying to like go under the water. So I'm like, I'm watching, he got his little swim vest on, but he's like, you know.
Next year he gonna be doing flips.
Gee, I'm seeing the progress and like, I'm gonna teach him how to swim. I just feel like my kids gotta, like, even my daughter, like I taught her how to swim a little bit. I taught her how to do like the underwater swimming.
Yeah.
Because like a lot of shit, bro, I learned kind of on my own. I didn't really, so I will be honest.
Throw you in the pool.
Well, luckily that ain't gonna happen. I did have like swim class and shit and, just a long story short, I taught myself.
Yeah, I did too. That shit ain't work. Like, it really just, motherfucker just like, get in there. I was like, I'm doing it.
Yeah. And it's like, and if you in it enough and you just keep doing it, like you learn that, oh, I float this way. Okay. I learned how to swim underwater really well. But as I started to like get older, I started to like do overhand and I just fucking now I know how to fucking swim.
Okay.
So it's hard for me to teach them, but I recognize that my kids are the same way.
Yeah.
Like, I might not teach them the full way, but the motherfuckers just learn how to, you know what I'm saying, gradually do that shit. And it was just a proud moment for me to see him like underwater trying and he want to be like, hey daddy, did you see that? I was like, yeah, I saw you little nigga. But yeah, man, like outside of that, man, we just had a good time just chilling out. This week just been what it is, man.
Okay.
Glad to be here. You know what I'm saying? Another day.
I'm very happy to be here.
But what's up with you, man? How was your travel with it?
I was gone for a week, man. Yeah, man. My little sister-in-law got married and shit. Shout out to Mimi and Terrence. They had a beautiful wedding. Beautiful.
Congrats.
Yeah, all that shit. You can clap it up for them. Everything was cool. Handling smooth. Had a good time. Reception was dope. open bar.
Nice.
So, you know, yeah.
Oh, they got money.
So, you know, I had to get my Long Islands on and shit. That shit went on the menu. I was like, can you make them? He's like, for you? Yeah. I was like, my nigga.
Yeah.
So, we was drinking all night. Went in at 10. Motherfuckers wanted to keep hanging out. Went to the casino and all that shit. Went there and drank some more. But all in all, saw family. Didn't get to see everybody I wanted to see and all that type of shit. But, like, got to hang out with some of the homies, most of my family and shit, the big dogs, you know, the motherfuckers you got to see, dad, grandma, grand,
yeah, OGs,
and
all
that
OGs
type of shit, aunties and stuff like that.
The monarchs and the...
Wish I could have seen more, but, you know, that whole, it's two sides of the family now. You got to see both sides on this side.
Yeah.
So, and you got one car and you got a kid. So it's like, shit, how are we working this shit out? But all in all, great time. Had a great time, man. Can't complain, man.
That's what's up, man. Before you go there, man, like, move on from that. I always admire and just, like, understand, like, you know, y'all having to, like, see family. And the crazy part is, and maybe y'all don't go back home as often as I think y'all do. But I feel like y'all go home often throughout the year.
I say recently.
If not both of y'all, at least one of y'all are.
Yeah.
Often.
2-3 times a year.
Yeah.
For real.
Gotcha. Yeah.
Yeah. And especially since last year.
Mm-hmm.
When, like, my schedule changed and shit, we was able to.
Before
it was just like, shit.
Yeah.
Weekend here, weekend there. Like, sometimes it ain't worth it because of the flights and shit like that. But, like, yeah, in the past, like, year and this year, I say, like, 2-3 times a year.
Yeah. Because I always just wonder, like, every time you go back, it's like, oh, we got to hit this right now. We ain't get to see these people. And, like, they going to be mad if we ain't see it. And I'd be like, man, listen.
Like, that shit.
If I can't see you, like, you can't come see me, it's just like, it's nothing against y'all. It's just, I if I'm coming back, then it's like, all right, on this next visit, I'll make it a thing to make sure I come see y'all. Versus, like, yeah, it seemed like,
because that's my trip, thing.
Y'all
now.
Got, like, some people that y'all just, like, don't hit all the time, and it bother either y'all or somebody else in the family. So,
now, shit. Like, I miss a couple of my cousins. I love and shit, but I'm just like, shit, I'll be back in August.
Yeah.
And I'll be back longer, so I'll see y'all this time, and then I might miss some motherfuckers I seen last time. So, you know, it is what it is.
People just got to understand that at some point. Yeah. You know
it ain't
saying?
Like, it ain't no fuck you.
Yeah.
It's just like, man, I really couldn't.
Because I'd be looking at it like, well, because I ain't see y'all at all down in Georgia. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's how I get. And that's just different family dynamics, obviously.
But the thing is, it's just like, I have seen these niggas in Georgia. So it's just like, shit. I really try to make it a thing, like, the motherfuckers that came down and, like, have been down here before, I'm definitely trying to see you. And if I can't see you this time, I'll be back soon. I'm going to come see you definitely and chop it up with you, fuck with you and shit next time.
Yeah.
But it definitely is a fucking job.
Yeah, man. That was like, it reminded me of the days when, like, me and wife would be talking about how, like, she remember, like, for the holidays, we used to have, like, houses to, like, go to. It's like, man, we got to go with this house, then we got to go with this house.
It's on steroids now.
It's like, nah, man, nah. We be like, look, it's one house.
Dude, and you remember, like, we used to come up there, like, when we had moved and do that shit, stay with y'all. And then we, like, man, we got to hit, like, 3 fucking houses.
Yeah.
What time y'all coming back on?
Yeah. Gee, it was like that. And of course, that was like the younger years for us.
Yeah.
But it also became, you know, that's when we decided to start doing more of the hosting, because we just was like, yo, like,
fuck that.
Yeah. But we can't keep just going on these houses. Now, granted, we want to see everybody, but, and then you start to see, like, all right, when you start hosting, motherfuckers don't show up. Then we was like, oh, okay. Cool. That's totally fine. And then you kind of you know, understand what it is. You still go see family, but you just know that it's like, all right, it wasn't a priority.
Ain't no hard feelings.
It ain't no hard feelings at all. It's just everybody kind of has
just don't say shit to me.
That's it. Hey, it's a mutual thing. Like, blood gonna always be blood. We ain't gonna never lose that. It's just, you know, in this big age, bro, I'm trying to, like, my day-to-day, like, is hectic, and these three other motherfuckers that I see primarily all the time, like, we got a system going, so it's just kind of, you know, it is what it is, but family, you can't replace that, and you always have those good memories and those good times, but shit, like, times change, man, like, you know.
Yeah,
motherfuckers getting older and like people ain't moving like that, and then like the younger cousins and all that ain't really trying to take over. Yeah. They all got their own thing going.
Niggas are scattered.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like they all got their own like close knit family and people where
that
they
chose.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But then they got a couple of family members that might go there, and then you got other family members that go to these cousins' houses. So the world just kind of is different, man. Yeah. That's all.
Yeah.
But it's dope, man. Like, I be like anxious. I don't even know if it's anxious. I be tired, exhausted. That's what it is. I be exhausted just hearing.
That's why I was like,
you like, man, I gotta go here, gotta go there.
Hell yeah, that's why I hit you up today. Like, damn, I ain't talked to this nigga in a minute.
Yeah,
like shit. We good tonight? I get it. If we ain't, I ain't hit you up since. Shit.
Nah, man, we definitely gonna do our thing. But like, I was just like, shit. I feel you, like. That going out to family, like, or having to, like, you know, see everybody and go travel there and all that. Like, that shit that have us go there and be like, damn, we got to go do this, got to go do this. Fuck. I'm just going to lay right here real quick just to get, because it is a lot, man.
That's why I, like, talked to my mama earlier. She was like, damn, you ain't in the bed. I was like, man, I got shit to do, man. man. But all right, man, before we get into that just happened, let's get into Black History in the Making. Black History in the Making, as we always say, I want to shout out our ancestors for everything they did for us to get to this point right here. And we also want to shout out the good Black people that are doing things right now to help us progress. Now, he's been doing this shit for a minute, but we're just going to shout him out because he's still rolling, man. Jaden Smith is turning his I Love You vegan truck, first launch in L.A. Skid Row in 2019, into a restaurant where anyone without housing can eat for free. Now, that don't mean that can't nobody else go there, but if you do go there, you're paying it forward. Yeah. So if me and you go to this truck and eat, we paying for other people, the homeless people to eat.
Yeah.
Which I'm like, that's dope as hell. So it says, guests with means will pay extra to cover a meal for someone in need, helping the mission going. The goal, spread love through plant-based food and clean water. So, man, shout him out, man.
And, you know, the first time I heard about something like that was when I actually, when we were in
L.A.?
Raleigh.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, and we had went to go visit our homie, Jamie. And he took us to a restaurant over, like downtown. I think it was downtown.
Oh, Valley. I remember that day.
Yeah, you was with us. I was gonna say. I thought you. I was like, maybe you wasn't there. You can't remember it either.
I was barely there. I was hung the fuck.
Yeah,
over.
You were. That's right. It was. You were just sitting there, just like, yeah. I remember. But yeah, that was one of them. First time I heard, I was like, damn, this is a dope ass concept.
Yeah, yeah. It was cool as hell. We was hanging out with the bums and shit, man. The unhoused. I guess we're gonna talk about that another day, but yeah, the unhoused.
No, it was really interesting to see though, because you saw, you know, the people that were obviously homeless, like just it was nice that like they were mingling, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, it was cool.
We was all in there and the food was fucking amazing.
Yeah, I think I talked to a homeless nigga there.
Yeah, so it was dope, man.
Yeah, man, we'll shout him out. All right, man, let's get into That Just Happened.
That Just Happened.
So this is some shit that happened in Chicago. I'm going to let you hear right here.
The U.S. Department of Justice opening up a civil rights investigation into the city of Chicago. The DOJ specifically looking into the city's hiring practices. This comes after remarks Mayor Brandon Johnson made at the Apostolic Church of God in Woodlawn yesterday, where Mayor Johnson shared his vision for the rest of his term, emphasizing education, public safety, and equity. Johnson also saying his administration is one of the most diverse in the city's history.
There are some detractors that will push back on me and say, you know, the only thing that the mayor talks about is the hiring of black people. No, what I'm saying is when you hire our people, we always look out for everybody else. We are the most generous people on the planet.
So, Mayor of Chicago, Brandon Johnson, as you heard, was just bragging about how many black people he's hired since he's been in office. Which, you know, you might not know. Most of his base is black people. That's a big reason why he got hired. Mm-hmm. And black people are still disenfranchised in Chicago. You know, there are some that are doing well, but all in all, and out of context, I can see why this is a problem, why it could be perceived as a problem. So as a result of that speech, the United States Department of Justice has launched an investigation into whether Mayor Brandon Johnson's administration made hiring decisions based on race. As I was saying, out of context, I could see how some white people would be up in arms about this, especially since they've never had an advantage based on the color of their skin. But, you didn't get the joke.
No, I'm just listening. I got you.
What do you think about race playing a factor in hiring?
I believe that is wrong.
Okay.
Like, I don't think that, I think, but I don't know if that, I don't think that that's the situation here. I don't think that he was.
Oh, it's not the situation here.
That. Yeah, so I don't know. Like,
the situation.
It's always disgusting to see that happen and be, you know, put into, like, but that's unfortunately what the whole like new administration is all about right now is trying to flip that all upside down. That's why DE&I is being removed and they're threatening because they're feeling like, you know, the white voices being silenced and muffled or like the opportunities aren't there. And, you know,
which is crazy.
Everybody wants to forget that there was and still is a very severe, you know, oppression is still here.
Mm-hmm.
And it's still a thing. And hiring and getting opportunities are still a challenge for minorities and people of color are still having those challenges. And so when we create a space that allows us to have that where we have the power to have influence and create opportunities for more people of color, now is looked at as being
prejudiced.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? And so it's really like getting to a place right now that is really fucked up because of the fact that, you know, there's a point that's there, but there's also like, no, it ain't the same.
Yeah.
Like you're not looking at this like we're like, first of all, he can't do that.
No.
Y'all would never allow that. You couldn't allow him to be prejudiced against hiring.
There's a lot of black people in Chicago, but there's way more white people in Chicago.
Yeah. Like, I think that his whole, and they took that, and this is what we're going to be faced with, honestly, moving forward, especially with this administration in office, is because they're going to take those words and they've learned to flip them. That's why the HBCUs are getting sued. That's why everything of anything, because like when they see diversity, that is the negative.
It's the buzzword.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Because they're looking at like, oh, if you're saying diversity, equity and inclusion, and we're not included in that, then it's not being inclusive. So now, you know, I get to have a problem with that.
My thing with this is like, you know, to a certain extent, I do get why white people are just hiring white people, because all in all, when you have the ability to hire, you kind of looking for like-minded people. So yeah, you might hire a bunch of white people, but you might hire you because y'all are into the same things. You know what I'm saying? However, if you're not, hear me out. The thing is, you're not around a lot of black people to even know that y'all into the same thing. So when you meet one, you're like, oh shit. Oh damn. He's actually cool and he's super qualified. I'll hire him. Now, on the other hand, Brandon Johnson's like, shit, I've been knowing a lot of qualified black people.
Yeah.
So yeah, I'm hiring them.
Yeah.
And but you know, it's white people. I'm hiring white people too. Everybody here is qualified.
Yeah.
So I was making a fucking speech at a church. Y'all gonna pull this shit on me. But to everything you said, yeah. It ain't the same. Out of context is bullshit, man.
Yeah, there's something wild happening right now where like they're either bringing back race wars or they're doing something like they're and I keep saying they're like, I mean, like, because this isn't about just like white people, like this is like just in general is something crazy, but like it really is like how
I say it's rich people,
how Trump is, you know, so adamantly trying to rescue the white South Africans, and he's making it a point to say the white farmers in South Africa are being slaughtered, and he's making it like we have to save them and we have to create this thing where they're like the whole rest of the world is seeing that, look, this is wrong. See, y'all got on us about how
apartheid?
Black people
is
like, bro, like it really.
Hey, and on some other shit, he offered them to come back and they was like, we good. And then it was like, wait, no, we not good no more. Please. The white South African farmers is nuts.
Bro, and then you had like, you know,
niggas moved out there on their own to take advantage of some shit, and now it ain't working no more.
And to which also a lot that's going on there is like completely wrong. It's completely false. Like, but there's this narrative, and then on top of that, and I'm not a political person, so I would love to be. I would love to actually get more involved in understanding and being here. But the thing of the matter is like the shit that I do here, I just kind of like I take it in, I try to understand it. But like with what's going on with like, you know, obviously the DEI situation, where he's like basically threatening, you know, corporations with like funding and like getting shit taken away, and like people can't even do mergers.
Yeah,
people can't even do like businesses can't even say, hey, I want to buy this other business so that we can keep this going, yada, yada, yada. Because they're saying, hey, look, we ain't going to let that merger go through from a federal standpoint. We're not going to let that
fuck y'all.
Because y'all got a DEI program. And it's like, word. Wow. But this nigga, hey, the pardons. Yeah. Larry Hoover, you know what I'm saying? And amongst other, you know,
Wayne, Kodak.
Yeah, like, yeah, okay. Culturally, cool. That's nice to see. I don't really know what that is like.
It love their music. Them niggas ain't doing shit for the community.
It doesn't, honestly, neither community,
the black one or the white one.
Exactly. It doesn't move me either way. But then the fact that you see him pardon the white couple.
The Chrisleys.
Yeah, like who, you know what I'm saying, got found guilty and actually did some wild shit.
Yeah.
But these are his friends.
One nigga was supposed to get 12, she was supposed to get 7.
Yeah. Like.
They outside.
And that's just, you know, that again, it shows, it's like, okay, so wait a minute. Like, so now. This is all, we're giving out all this, like, you know what I'm saying? All this favoritism and all, there's a plan at play here. And there's something going on. And I, again, I don't want to speak to it because I don't, I can't articulate it as well, but it just shows that there's a lot of things going. I'm not shocked by anything that's happening right now, but, I think that, you know, what's happening with the mayor of Chicago, is unfortunate and it's
they acting like he doing what he doing.
I mean, but that's the thing. They're going to say, well, everything that looks like that now that we have as a black culture fought to get them to recognize and see, and for the longest, were not met with the same reception and still, like, so we had to create our own lanes and we had to create our own spaces. And we finally got into these programs that got us into opportunities. And then we say, okay, cool. Yeah, let's bring more people in because now...
Close it up.
You know what I'm saying? Now we want them, we want to see more people that look like us kind of spread out throughout these industries and in these spaces. They're like, oh, wait a minute. Hold on now. We not seeing enough of us. So now we got a problem. Y'all can't do to us what we did to y'all. And then it's like, now it's just, but it's like, they don't see that there's a difference. They're like,
and we don't have a history of doing to y'all what y'all did to us. We don't have a history of
it. And there still is a level of control and oppression that is keeping us from even getting even further. Like, that's just, it's always going to be somebody, you know what I'm saying, with that level of privilege to keep us from getting into certain doors. Because all of the friendships and the those rooms that mm-hmm. are still existing,
yeah,
where there aren't any diversity in them, it are still controlling a large part of this country.
And that's a great segue into this shit. So this new term that I just found out about, polyworking. So new data from Academized shows that 52% of millennials are working side hustles to earn extra money. The group has been dubbed as poly workers, and the findings on their pay and side jobs impact on productivity and long-term sustainability, having multiple jobs noteworthy for CFOs, blah, blah, blah. Poly working is crazy as hell. Like, this shit has been happening for years. It's called a side job. It's called a second job. Most of my friends have them.
Yes.
But I like how when it started happening to white folks, they put a new name on it and shit.
Yeah.
It's, I mean, poly working.
With us, it was hustling.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, they didn't like that. They didn't like that.
Shit, I need some extra money, so I got some side shit going
on. You know what I'm saying? I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling, man. Just trying
white folks don't hustle. They poly work. How dare they make this word up when we've been knowing Mexicans for years. Poly work. Get the fuck out of here.
We've been knowing Jamaicans.
Jamaicans for years. Fuck out. Poly working. Oh, my God.
Yeah. You can miss me with that one, man.
Yeah. So, on some other shit, foresight analysts have come to the conclusion that modern technology is behind 30 to 50 years due to workplace distractions, like coworkers sleeping with each other and unnecessary days off. I guess it's going to stay behind because you can't stop motherfuckers from fucking and taking days off and taking trips and fucking on their trips. So my thing is, why would I work harder so that I could be unemployed sooner?
No, I don't believe that. Like, I don't know. Maybe if there's a science behind it, obviously they can.
That's what the analysts say.
But, like, that's bullshit. Like, in my mind, I don't think that there's. Like, who are you to tell us what we're behind on? Like, just because, like, Back to the Future came out and said that, like, in 2030 we should be XYZ. I'm joking about that, obviously. But at the same time, it's like, you know,
Steven Spielberg said
people been fucking and doing crazy shit in the workplace and slacking off and taking days off and hardly ass working for years, like generations. Like everybody did their job. And it's totally fine. If anything, like, how are we behind if, like, AI and all that stuff is about to take away so many jobs?
Yeah. You want to move quicker?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Like, so, realistically, you know, you don't really know. Like, I feel like as an analyst, they can say whatever and
try to work the fuck out of niggas.
Yeah, you know? It's like, how, like, there are countries that I think we had discussions around this before. There's countries that have like adjusted their work week, so they're no longer doing 40-hour work weeks.
Yeah,
so
they productive as fuck,
and they've been doing that for you know however long.
Them Japanese like, niggas be getting drunk as hell for the longest.
Yeah, and it's just like you know I don't know. I just don't see it, and you can say whatever numbers you want to say, but it's just it is. Not something that I believe is really the thing. I don't think that we're behind in anything. I think that if anything, you know, us as a culture, as a world, might be behind if an alien comes to this motherfucker because they made it to us and we have yet to make it to them. So,
and then we fucked.
Yeah, you know,
I don't think they're gonna be nice.
Because if they're able to make it here, and like again, like if they're not already here, because. Yeah. Like, we always think about, like, big spaceships and all that type of shit coming in. But, like, what about those little micro, like, organisms, like, the micro-sized organisms that could come in, like, with all the meteors and shit that,
make
like,
niggas weird.
That they say dissolve or evaporate before they hit our, you know. Before
and then they fucking shit up.
But no, like, you know how they getting through our atmosphere and then they're burning up and like kind of just dissipating before they actually like make it all the way through. What if there's some little shit that like is just so little that
is
like,
man in black
like,
shit.
Like dust size, like it's here. You know what I mean? Like, we don't know. I'm just saying, like,
I just
technology.
Know. Two things. If the aliens come in, they either gonna be mean as hell, or if they nice, we gonna fuck them up. I don't think no aliens can come here and be cool. And if they did come here, they've been looking at us and they'd be like, nah, them motherfuckers on some bullshit.
Yeah. I mean, but how do you want us to speed up technology though? Like if you say we're behind as a culture, how do you want us to speed up? Because like, do you want every kid or every student like as part of the educational like foundation and like grammar school and all that, they should be learning how to evolve technology?
I think all in all, they want us to be slaves, not black people. All us niggas that ain't rich.
Because like blaming on the smart motherfuckers, the smart nerdy motherfuckers that went to school and all that and have invented things and have created these technologies. Blame it on them because they the ones that should have been on this earlier in the game anyway. Man, if that's the case.
You seen Batman and all these superhero movies. Them niggas be trying to make some shit for good. And here come Bane, shoot him in his fucking head, and make a bomb. This nigga was trying to make sustainable energy. Kill this nigga.
Like this motherfucker.
Are you the only one that knows how to disarm this?
We have to cut this shit in half so that the weak can die and the strong can survive. We need
him,
to evolve.
Thanos, these niggas.
All these niggas, man. They like, yo, we gotta wipe out half half a civilization has to be wiped out at some point.
But these niggas say we fucking too much. Taking off days.
Yeah, man. Like we're not putting enough work in and just living life, huh?
Man. Anyway, let's get into sports
bit of that makes me believe then that there's a case there.
What?
Like, yeah, if we all chilling and not enough people working on new ideas and new technologies, then yeah.
That's enough shit out here, man. You want us to stop fucking and keep working.
Maybe we should have flying cars by now. I don't know. Who knows?
Oh, that'll kill a lot of niggas.
None of this auto, only the malfunctions that would be the one things killing people.
I don't want to go through this again.
Not human error.
We'll go through this again. You've been on 285 before, right? Niggas can't handle a goddamn Mazda.
Yeah, but if it's on autopilot and everything is on autopilot and it's all technology that's driving, is less human error. So yeah, I don't know.
How long before everybody had those though?
That's probably got to be at least.
What's going to happen to old school?
At least another 50 years. They're just going to be illegal to drive because they're going to be toxic for the environment.
And I guess we'll all die and they just be auto shows.
Auto shows.
Like those cars will be at the auto show.
Oh.
Yeah.
Yeah, or like antique shops.
Yeah,
like you can't even drive them into those.
This is budget. What they used to be like. Ooh, they're going to be at tracks and shit like that. Yeah. Like, damn, that shit was tight. Oh, we can't do that shit no more.
Yeah.
It'll be dead. But
and if you try to drive one, an AI robot will come chase you down. Sir, you are under arrest. You are driving illegally. In a gas,
a gas car. Oh man, let's go to sports real quick. Just want to talk about the finals. They're not set yet. As we're talking, that when this comes out, they'll be set. So we got OKC has advanced to the finals, and it looks like the Pacers are going to knock off the Knicks. Like I don't think Knicks is coming back for 3-1. So with that. Are you excited to see these, and who do you think is going to win out of those two?
Hold on, wait. What's today?
The 29th, Thursday.
Okay. So.
With the Knicks winning?
It looks like they won.
Oh, shit.
Yeah.
Still don't believe them.
So, Indiana's 3-2 now.
Okay.
So.
They was in New York, so that don't count.
Yeah. I mean, I would really, and I've never followed the Knicks like that, but I would really rather see the Knicks in there than fucking, you know, the
everybody Pacers. Would.
So.
Because it's the Knicks.
That's just me. But am I excited to see the finals? I can honestly care less. I mean, neither team is my team. There's no one really, to me, exciting on
SGA.
I mean, other than SGA, I haven't really followed him this season that either, other than just hearing shit that's going on. So that's just me. I know a lot of motherfuckers are like, you know, sports all day. Like for me, it's just like I like to watch and I like to enjoy, but more so when my team and when my city is doing something.
You know, I find that sports is more enjoyable when I don't have a dog in the fight. Like, because when, like, the Bulls, the Bears, and all them playing, I be so, like, into it. Like, oh, these niggas lost. Yeah, these niggas won. But when it's like that, it's just like, I just want to see a good game.
I just want to see my city up again. That's it.
Yeah, it's going to be some years.
It's going to be some years. That's fine.
We had our time. We had a strong run.
How many cities can say that, you know, I mean, not how many, but there are several cities that can say, oh, yeah, my team been losing since, you know, since the beginning, since I was a shorty, you know what I'm saying?
The Knicks?
Like, you know what I mean? But like, and then they finally get their time, you know what I'm saying? So, I'm okay with understanding that, right now, the city, or at least in the sports that I, you know, frequent, you know, baseball usually does pretty well for our city every few years.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? But, like, basketball and football, you know?
Okay. So, you get one championship before you die out of Chicago. Who you want it from?
Bulls.
Okay. Okay.
Yeah. And I don't just want a championship. I'm sorry. I know that's greedy. I know that's greedy. I know.
Our childhood has fucked us up.
I would just like to witness a three-peat situation before I go. That's it. Like,
how fucked up Mike got us. Niggity this twice, like, we should get more.
But L.A. don't do the same thing.
Yes.
LA, I'm just saying. Yeah. They probably.
L.A., Boston.
This is possible. You know what I'm saying?
Like, the Knicks act like.
Like, yeah. Oh, yeah. They go act like.
You'll swear they got seven banners. They got motherfucking two championships in the 70s. But that's how we are. The 70s is the 90s now.
they got heart, man. And that's why I fuck with them. You know what I'm saying?
You know what?
I fuck with them from a distance, though. I can't really fuck with New York up close.
I do, but, you know, I really don't like how entitled them niggas is. Like, why are y'all the basketball mecca?
I love
it. And I would have to talk to a New York motherfucker, but, like, why are y'all the basketball mecca?
I don't know, but that's like, you know what I'm saying?
Y'all got Kareem.
I hate to say this in a pause moment, but, like, they give off, you know what I'm saying, BDE. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Which is like.
But they got ED. Because them niggas do. Okay.
That's if, fair. Off the top I'm just of fair, my head, but
motherfuckers
that
come out of there, they got Kareem. Okay. He's top two, top three. Solid. You got Kenny Smith. You got Stephon Marbury. Where are the, Mark Jackson? Where are these niggas that make y'all the mecca?
I don't know. It's they you don't. It's almost like you don't need it because we here. We got. It's just like niggas that live in Oakland. It's like everybody that lives in like Oakland just has this energy that like.
Okay, a lot of niggas that live in Chicago got the energy, but we ain't hollering about we the basketball mecca.
But see, that's the thing though, is like.
You just say some shit and it's yeah. true. Like they pizza.
If you say it enough, they pizza you believe it.
And no.
Oh yeah, that's where, that's
same
where I,
shit.
That's where I draw the fucking line at.
Same
like,
shit yeah, to me. Like same shit to me. Like who told y'all this shit? Oh, cause y'all live here, there's 10 million yeah. of y'all? Nah, nigga. Nah. If you want, I mean, I don't get it. Y'all have a lot of basketball courts. Okay. But who, how?
I mean, that's just how they feel, bro.
Okay. You feel that way too. And I don't have to feel. I know we have the best pizza. So, and I know.
For a fact.
And I know the Bulls are a better franchise than them niggas. Yeah,
that's
historically. Factual. Like, we shitty now.
But even then, like, we had some time, like, you know, even this, like, a couple seasons, these last couple seasons.
Yeah, God rest Derrick Rose's knees.
Man, that would have been love, man. We would have had some. Yeah. Then he went over there, didn't he?
Yeah.
He ain't do shit. He still look good over there, too.
Yeah, he kicked but it he over there
do,
for
you know
a minute.
What I'm saying? But he ain't do what he did.
Yeah, us. his knees, man. That ain't on him, man. It was the basketball guy.
I gotta get to his flower shop, man. Next time I'm in Chicago,
I ain't think about that shit. You know, fuck around, man. But all right, that's all I want to talk about. Oh, and OKC's beating whoever coming out of the East.
Yeah, they look like some. They got too much damn energy. Like yeah. them motherfuckers is yeah. they on defense, they hitting threes.
It's like every time somebody got the ball, it seemed like it's five motherfuckers on them, but like ain't nobody open.
Bro, and it's all the way through the game. Like they don't let their foot off your neck the entire game.
No.
Once they got you, you got
they it. Like we want this shit. We want this shit. Before Shea get his money and they can't pay us no more. But all right, man, let's get into it.
Real quick, is that because I don't follow him. Like, is this his second season or his first season? This is
hell no. Nah, that nigga been in the league for years.
Really?
Yeah, he's like he was on the Clippers. He got traded in that Paul
never
George
heard
trade.
That nigga, like that. Yeah, like I hear him. I hear about him now.
He's been in the league for shit 7-6 years.
Really?
Yeah.
Shit.
See, and that nigga's like 26.
See where I've been, man, because I did not know.
Yeah, he been cold for a minute.
It's hard. Like, I'm at that age right now and just where I don't follow the sports, like, teams but as much.
You said it all when you said the sports.
Well, I was saying, like, the sports teams and, like, you know what I'm saying.
I was at the Walmart, the Jewels.
Like I don't know who playing that. I'm like, who the fuck is this? I don't know this nigga. Like, okay, I guess so.
Is
like,
he cold?
Man.
Oh man. All right, man. Let's get into it. So, got a clip I'm going to show before I ask the question. Well, the question's in the clip. Gilbert Arenas got something to say.
You should never leave your home at a certain time. It doesn't make sense. There's nothing out there.
the worst cops in the world.
Mm, they're waiting on you.
They log in at 10 p.m. They know that's when the shit happens. That's what they want. So the most aggressive minds are active at that time. They can't tell the difference between who you are when they pull you over. So don't even put yourselves in the situations.
Mm-hmm. All right. So with that, what is the latest that you'll leave out the house to go out?
Is it a weekend or a weekday?
It's a very good question. Let's start off with weekday.
That I'll leave the house. Depending on where I'm going, if I got to go from my crib like to the city, I ain't trying to leave after 9.
Ooh, on a weekday?
Yeah.
Shit. I was like 6. Like, fuck. On the weekend, 8, maybe 9. Yeah. Like, this is my first leaving the house? Shit.
Yeah, I think on the weekend, maybe 10. I can't leave no.
Where the fuck are you going?
Like, I ain't really.
And how long are you staying out?
I'm just saying, I don't do it. I won't choose it. But, like, if it's, like, decent enough, if it's, like, I'm meeting with the right people.
Oh, no. I'm talking about you just going out. Well, okay. I see what you're saying.
Yeah, like, I'm going, like, it depends on the place and what it is. Like, I definitely ain't doing clubs. I'm definitely not doing, you know, anything where it's, like, too crowded. But, like, if it's a decent time, like, even if it was a house party, like, at a friend's house that I really knew. Yeah, 10 I might leave out. Anytime after that, I'm like, nah, it ain't even worth it. Because like, I'm going to get there after like, that. I'm going to, like, you know.
Dog, nigga, I'm trying to leave at midnight. So if I leave the house at 10, I'm going to live for like an hour and a half.
Yeah.
If that, like 10, oh, 10, that you don't want me to come out.
Like, that doesn't happen because like, I'm just
it's got to be like your birthday or some shit like that. I'm gonna be like, 10, okay. Yeah, like I'm not going to work tomorrow. So I'm in the bed at 10.
Yeah.
On a school night.
Oh, yeah. Well, you know, it's different for me. So, like, that.
Yeah, I guess you are younger.
Like, it's just, I mean, like I said, it doesn't
happen. You said 9 on a school night?
Yeah, as the latest. You said, like, what is my preferred time to leave out? It's not 9. I'm just saying that what the latest I will be like.
How long are you staying out?
Honestly,
on a weekday.
Yeah, I mean, honestly, it depends on what it is. Like if I'm not out, I'm still up until like 2 a.m. on average anyway.
Oh, you be working and shit.
Not even. Like, I'll be up.
Fuck you be doing?
Watching TV, chilling.
Oh, shit.
Like,
These niggas finally went to bed. I could do me.
Yeah, but in more recent times, like, I used to have it good when wifey would, you know what I'm saying, when kid would be in the bed by 10, and then I had that time afterwards for everybody to be asleep, the kids and her to be in a bed asleep to do me or whatever, but now she
are you
up.
Hanging out with her? Oh, yeah, okay.
Now she
okay.
up too, so we either binge watching shows or I, you know what I'm saying, chill for a little bit. I do some work in the office for a little bit. But yeah, on average, like I'm up. So going out after 9, that's what I'm saying. Going out, the reason I don't want to be out past that is because, like, you know what I'm saying? Now
what,
I'm out.
What he was talking about, like, it's danger out
yeah,
here.
Yeah, it's like people driving crazy, people, you know what I'm saying?
The crazy motherfuckers is out.
Yeah, they wilding the fuck out. I definitely ain't trying to be in no areas where it's like a lot of people, a lot of crowds. Mm-mm. So it's just, yeah, I just don't like to be out like that.
Okay. All right. Speaking of being out, we have a great segues this episode. So I was bar hopping out at the crib and all that shit. Some places were empty when we got there, and some places was jumping while we were there. So I want to ask, which do you prefer? Do you prefer going into an empty spot and staying there until motherfuckers come in and shit, or going when it's already jumping?
Oh yeah, we had that. We talked about that, like
on the show.
No, when we had went out.
Oh, that's where this came from. Yeah. We were at the place.
At the rooftop.
Which my wife was hating like a motherfucker. She was like, why are you going to nice places with them niggas? I was like, I ain't never been here before. I found out it was nice when I got there.
Yeah, why is that a hate thing, though? Like, she go to nice places with her friends and stuff, too.
Like, I don't take her fucking nowhere, but it's like someplace nice that I went and I ain't take her. Like, I'm going to take you next time. I just found out about it when I got there, my nigga.
She might not even like it.
She going to love it. Oh, yeah. I already knew.
But, yeah, I think when we even talked about it, I said, like, I like to go places like that and watch it get live. Because you get your seat, you got your situation already good. You probably already got a rapport with the the wait staff or or the bartender or whatever. You got like time to like really chill and get into your space, and then it started getting jumping, and then it's like, all right, cool, I ain't even gotta be here long. Cool, it's jumping. Now I get to break it. I ain't gotta be here. When this place closes down.
When it get loud.
And it get loud. And like, you know, like, cause you know, when you get to those places, when it's jumping, you gotta be there 4 minutes to get into your zone.
Excuse me.
Yep. Can't find the seats.
It's hard to get a drink.
Yep. And then on top of that, you gotta be there for a minute. So that means that if it's late, you damn near gonna be leaving when everybody else leaving. Ain't nobody trying to do that shit.
The valet finna be, damn, where is this nigga with my shit?
Shit. Nigga, you know how I was, when we went to that spot, I was out there for at least 10, 15 minutes after you left.
Went on your shit?
Yeah.
You was the first nigga got there.
I know. This nigga is sitting in he's sitting in another car.
Talking about his yours?
Talking about his mind, trying to get it started and like couldn't get it, like, he was like, hey, man, like, I can't get it to work. Like, and I'm like, bro, I'm looking at my camera on my car.
You ain't in this bitch.
You ain't at my car. Like, what are you talking about? And I was like, hey, and I was talking to the other valet dude. I was like, hey, look, he ain't at the car. Look, wherever this building is that my car is facing or wherever this space is, that's where it's at. And he was like, oh, you over. It's like, hey, and then he called him. I was like, hey, you in the wrong car. I was like, damn.
Hey, man, fuck them valets, man. Because them niggas told us it was $20 to park. Ain't see that bitch no more.
Yeah.
Get down there. They like, why they tell you that? But at the same time, it was stupid as hell. The sign was right there. I thought we was getting hooked up, though, on the real.
Yeah, I did, too.
And I was like, are we here early? Oh, okay. Yeah.
But it's also like, I thought if you get in at a certain time.
We get some validation
or
some shit.
Yeah, it's that time. You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, if you in before this time, it's this. No, it's this if you're here for only this many hours.
Yeah.
Like, I was like, no, we was there.
I was like, damn.
Which that place was starting to get, like, that was like, I feel like I would want to go there later than we went. Because, like, literally as we were leaving, that's when they had got live. So I wanted to see what that live part was, like, looking like. Because it looked like it was a decent crowd. Like, it wasn't the type of crowd that was, like.
I liked it where we was at. Because then it got loud.
The loud part I didn't like. Yeah. I was like, damn, like. See, that's another thing that I just need. Let's just take a minute right here real quick.
Oh, shit.
And maybe, you know what I'm saying, if we clip this up, we'll get some answers.
He is in his bag.
I just don't understand why bars, lounges, wherever, maybe, and I feel like it's all like in Atlanta maybe too, because I don't remember it ever having this issue when we was in Chicago, but I feel like every fucking bar or lounge you go into, the music is dumb loud for no fucking reason. It's like, what is the reason behind it? I need somebody to answer that for me, because I get wanting to feel the music and hear it, but it's so loud that, like, why do you not want people to talk? Like, why do you want people to yell louder or to be more, like, I just don't get the, I don't get why there's like a, there's not a certain level that is like, hey, look, when there's a crowd of people, the music at this level is always perfect.
Cause it's disorienting. Am I saying that right?
I think it
disorients you.
Okay.
You got to make extra effort to talk and communicate. Now you thirsty, you got to drink some more.
Is that something that you heard or learned, or that you, or are you just guessing that?
I just made that shit up.
Okay, yeah. That's what it felt like. So that's why I just want you to know. Like, because you almost had me at a place where, like, I was like believing you, but then I was like, okay, nah. Only because, like, you know how, like,
good job, fat chick.
You know how in the malls they said there's
Abercrombie, how they used to make that shit loud as fuck in there.
Well, outside of the music part, they were saying how, like, you ever notice how when you go to most malls, there's something in the air that makes you thirsty.
Mm-hmm.
Like, and so I don't know how true that is, but I feel like that is a thing. You know,
yeah,
I
do know for a fact that, like, they have market research people going to different places. I remember seeing this about McDonald's, like, the red and the yellow make you want to leave or some shit. And that's why they make the seats so hard so that you don't fucking stay there. Mm-hmm. And so they can have other people coming in there and shit.
Yeah. Like, you can't make it comfortable.
I ain't make that shit up.
No, I get you.
That other shit I did. I thought I ate though.
So, I truly want to know, like, why that is a thing. Because at first, the reason why I said it, like, when you said it, disorient,
yeah, that's the name of the episode.
Now you got
disorient.
Now you got me fucked up. Because I'm like,
you ain't even drinking.
Yeah. But, like, disorient, like, that's a thing that makes me, like, think, okay, maybe there's something to that, because of, like, being drink in a space where you're drinking and you're, you know, inebriated and, like, mm-hmm. all of those things, it just makes you want to drink more, or it makes you want to feel buzzed, or, like, it does something to, like, the sound waves being so loud that they hit you. But I'm like, gee, like, there's literally, like, times where you ever see, like, the big ass speakers in these small ass spaces and they're just, like, fucking blaring.
Like, their breastplate went to top, just like, bro. Why is it so loud in here?
Like,
it ain't even enough people in.
But it's always the same level of loudness at all the spots we go to. Like, when we were there earlier in the night and they had it just playing.
And that shit was amazing.
Now, granted, it wasn't as many people, but at the same time,
it still wasn't packed, though.
But it was just like, how do you, like, you know what I'm saying, have it playing at this level, and then all of a sudden, when you see more people, you just fucking room, like, ram that shit up.
I got an answer for you. For the people that's not in there, it sounds fun. So outside you hear boom, 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 boom.
Yeah.
You see a couple motherfuckers walk out, you're like, oh shit.
Yeah.
It must be
live in there.
Yeah, you go in there, it's me and you sitting at the bar screaming at each other.
Yeah, so so when I went in, but it, like, the fact
that the bathroom is over there.
The fact that, like, I don't want to have to get that close to your face either, like, to tell you something. Because
I
got to
tell you this, I'm spitting.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, it's just too much, man. That right there would make me not want to go back to a place.
I think that's what it really is. Like, now that I think about it, because just think about when we used to just walk down the strip and just be like, ooh.
Yeah.
It sounds like it's something in there.
Yeah.
You can go in there, it's like, it either is or it ain't. And when it ain't, it's just like, why y'all got the music so loud of here? It's just the bartenders in here.
Yeah. I mean, but there's still a level where you can hear that shit outside and it still not be that fucking loud.
Fair enough.
That shit, at some places, it hurt. Like, you just...
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. And I don't even let it get to that level no more. I just be like, oh, it's loud.
Yeah, it's like
I'm ready to go.
Like, gee, I listen to music loud in my crib, like when I'm like doing shit, like, and it don't ever have to be that dumb loud.
I hate when I go out and I lose my voice.
Gee, like, it's just crazy. And it's even
worse. And I ain't even kick it hard.
It's worse when you're drinking, like, those sugary drinks, you know what I'm saying? The cocktails and shit.
Fucking your shit up.
Fucking up your throat, you yelling and shit. Like, it's crazy, man. Anyway, sorry, I just needed to.
You good.
To ask that question. Maybe y'all can help us out with that shit. Cause
speaking of disorienting,
that's gonna be definitely the name.
Yeah.
Of this.
check out this young lady, her take on getting married.
27 is the best age for a man. That's also the age that he gonna want to get married. If a man makes it past 27 and he still ain't got no kids and his hairline's still intact, because they start losing the hairline around 27, start going downhill, but he still got his hairline intact. it's too late to marry him. You gotta wait until that same guy. You can marry that guy all the way up until 27. If you don't marry him at 27, you gotta wait probably till he's like 32, 33. In that time frame where he is fine, black, I'm guessing, good hairline, he the prize. He know it too. He the prize. So you ain't gonna be able to knock him down. He ain't gonna be. So 27 to 33, just don't do it. Good morning, Eric. I appreciate you. You peaked at 34, now I'm 35. I look better. Exactly, Courtney. Looking so much better. So wait till he about 35, 36, 35, 36. He'll be coming back around. Hairline trash. He'll be ready. He'll be ready. You cannot marry him with his hairline intact. It's just gonna be too much drama.
She has some interesting takes, especially like, damn, you can't bring him down. And he think he the prize. Like, damn.
Yeah.
I knew y'all thought like that. But anyway, you brought up an interesting question. When is the best time to think about getting married?
Yeah.
What's the age?
Yeah.
And I toggled through this shit back and forth. I like the age that I settled at, but I want to hear what you had to say.
Oh, no, no, no. I want to hear your take on it, because I added it, but I wanted to see what you thought.
I say 28 for men, 20 for women.
20? Mm-hmm. Women should start thinking about marriage at 20?
Yeah.
Damn, that's young as fuck.
Nigga, didn't you get married at 21?
Yeah, but I wouldn't recommend that for everybody.
Think about, start preparing yourself for it. I'm not saying, like, you should get married at that age. I'm saying you should start thinking about, like, you know, how you want to move about in this world. Like,
yeah.
For instance.
Yeah.
All right, you 20, you kind of in the best shape of your life or whatever. You can eat whatever the fuck you want to eat, not gain no weight for real and shit like that if you kind of active. If you want to have your whole phase, kind of map that out. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
If you want to live somewhere, kind of map that out. Not saying like you have to have all the dots together, but like, I am 20. I'm having fun. I think I'm going to do this to this age.
Uh-huh.
I really want to live here. That's just thinking about it. With dudes, 28. Yeah, I think you got a certain level of maturity. 25, your frontal lobe has already developed all the way.
You ain't mature. I ain't gonna do that.
To a certain extent. When did I meet her?
27? Yeah.
Wasn't really thinking about marriage and no shit like that. 28, kind of was. Like, all right, think I'm gonna be with her or whatever, but let's just take that out the way. You ain't got no girl. 28, you thinking about, okay, my career. Where I'm going to go as far as money and all that type of shit, you kind of lining yourself up for your 30s where you can, like, get serious with a girl.
Mm.
So that's where I'm going with just, like, thinking about it.
Yeah, I meant, like, when thinking about it, it's like, this is the time. You're starting to think about it.
Oh! Now.
Like, when is the time, the best time that you feel is the best time to explore, you know, getting serious and getting, you know, married. And
okay, 30 and 25.
So men 30, mm-hmm. women 25?
Yeah.
I think both should be 30 to 35 time, be honest with you, because
like— The women with the biological clock, though.
No, which is understandable. And I get that part as well. But I also think that when it comes to, like, you know, really understanding and embracing your life, mm-hmm. for what, you know, your 20s, I don't believe the days of like using your 20s to fuck off is like not over, but it's kind of different. It's changing.
Yeah, they like, made the, it the new like 20-year-olds. Like, oh, you a loser.
Yeah, the new 20-year-olds, like the next generation is actually trying to be more. It was true. You're right.
I was with you, then I thought about yeah. like shit. We was just talking about the motherfuckers getting fired and quitting and shit.
Yeah. There is old challenges. But I think that the reason why I said, you know, 30 to 35 is that you're kind of a little bit more set in your ways. Like you kind of not set in your ways, you're getting set. You're getting a little bit more understanding of who you are. You know what I'm saying? Not everybody, but I feel like most of us around that age were like, okay, like you said, I got my little career going.
I got my crib.
You know what I'm saying? Got a crib.
Apartment.
I kind of know which direction. I can
pay my bills.
Yeah, I don't have it all together.
Yeah.
But I have it. I think that at that age, building with somebody, a spouse, like if you're 30 and you're like, all right, cool, let's move in. Let's start, you know what I'm saying, talking about the future.
Did that happen to me?
That kind of, to me, makes it seem like, damn, to build at that age is fun.
35 now, for the dude, 30 for the girl.
No, I think both. I say in between that. I think that because of the, like you mentioned about the biological clock.
Yeah,
say, and
35
and
is that rough.
35 is
like, it's possible, but you know.
Definitely possible, but I feel like 35 being like that, okay, you don't want to be old as shit. when your kids are. Yeah, because
I think my wife, how the fuck? I was 37. She was 34. So, yeah.
Yeah, like you don't, like anything beyond that, I feel like that's okay. You come into your kids' high school graduation, you know what I'm saying?
Old as fuck.
Yeah, kind of looking, like, you know. Not old as fuck, because I don't want to, you know what I'm saying? But it's just up there and like, it's a little bit up there. I don't know if everybody, like, I wouldn't want to be up there like at that age, but that's just my thought process.
Because what's me?
Because I'm not.
50.
Who is what?
I'm trying to see, how old am I going to be? Is she 18? Math whooping my ass right now. 55? Damn.
So, I mean, versus like being like
65.
That's a little different. You know what I mean? Just kind of, you know.
Your granddaddy here?
Yeah, you know, that's a little different. So, that's why I said like 30 to 35 is like that window where it's like, man, you can really do some damage. And I don't think that what she was saying, where I disagree with, is that, you know, yeah, niggas start going bald at like 18. So nowadays, so like,
shit. When I was fucking, you know what I mean? Yeah. I mean, well, where did I go? 21.
Yeah,
that's when I started seeing it, and I was like, oh, fuck that.
And what she probably failed to realize is that like a lot of niggas like nowadays, like your late 30s and your 40s. Sometimes it's a nigga's best years to get him, like he getting this, he got his money, he in shape, you know what I'm saying? He doing it like
this motherfucker doing whatever fuck he want to do.
Yeah, you know what I mean? So it's like some niggas
like 10 bitches mad at him right now.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? So waiting to grab him at that point may not be necessarily, like, you know, you might be able to get him or whatever, and say that, like, how she was saying that, you know, he.
Are we talking about getting him before he do all that? Yeah, 30.
But she was saying to get him at that point because he's already, you know, he's lost all this shit. Like, he's losing his hair, his confidence down. He ain't like a YN anymore. He ain't like the, you know what I'm saying? He ain't the young whippersnapper that he was.
That's not true at all.
No,
that's
not true at all. Hell, like, he's actually, like, it's niggas that get divorced in their 40s because the niggas is like, yo, look, I'm needing something younger.
Yeah, nigga went to DR one time. I was like, I ain't got to take this shit.
Yeah, you know what I mean? Like, I can, you know what I'm saying? Like, the confidence is still there. Like, my wife, like, kid be getting on me about this whole, like, little weight loss journey I'm going on and shit. She be like, hey, don't try to lose a little bit of weight and try to, you know what I'm saying, start feeling yourself because, like, but, like.
Damn,
you know,
I can't have confidence?
Exactly. Like, bro, I'm telling you, like, it is something about, like, I had always said that, like, yo, my 30s have been the best years of my life so far, because it's like, man, like, when it comes to style, when it comes to like your money situation, when it comes to like what you're trying to do, like, I got the family, I got the crib, I got the, you know what I'm saying, whatever.
Yeah.
It feel good. And I'm still trying to get there though. You know what I'm saying?
Before I knew what anxiety really was, it wasn't until I got to my 30s, it was like, oh shit, I was anxious a lot in my 20s.
Yeah.
But it was because of me. Being on bullshit, living life on the edge and shit like that. But in my 30s, I've been like, cool.
Yeah, man.
Well, I was cool.
Hey, but you chilling out, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
And it's just different. And yeah, like, but like to her point, like anybody that follow that, they gonna be in for a rude awakening because like,
yeah, niggas, that nigga still think he depressed,
bro. Like I know like one of our homies, like when we, you know, he getting up there and like, but he probably in the best shape of his life right now, and he just like, yeah, like.
Wish a motherfucker would.
Yeah, you know what I'm saying? He's like, yo, I still can get out here and get it. Like, you know what I'm saying? The mothers and the daughters. Like, what's you talking about? Like, he know what he doing. So it's just like, you know, you know, you think you getting a nigga in his late 30s because he ready to settle down because he's starting to look a certain way. But like, nah, it's still a lot of niggas out here like, that's their transformation.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You gotta, you know what and I'm saying?
What you don't realize is like, cause that shit hit me like a little bit before. I remember talking to you about that shit, like before I turned 40, that's gonna be cut out anyway. But before I turned 40, I started like my fuck it was just like really just like, I don't give a fuck about that. I'm not dealing with certain shit no more that I would be like, have patience for. I'm like,
yeah,
I'm not dealing with that. So you add that on to like that shit, like, nah, you don't.
and to which that's why it adds a little bit more like to the 30 to 40, the 30 to the 35 range, to my point is that like, that's still at a point where you, like, he kind of got a lot of that, like, you know, fuck it out of the system, like being just exploring the world, figuring shit out. And getting to the money, hustling, being, you know, up late, going out, doing shit, like working late, doing shit.
Burning the candle at both ends.
Yeah, all that shit. And then, like, you get to, like, 30, we can start to somewhat, like, okay, set, oh, shit, I'm in a new dimension here. Let me slow down. But, like, you still building. You still go getter. You know what I mean? So, you, at that point, 30, you can start continuing to build. Then by like after 35, you got the shorties. Y'all both still young enough to maintain. You
slow down some.
Yeah, you still able to maintain the speed of the shorties, like keeping up with all the activities that they gonna have to do or be demanding of, because they gonna have sports, they gonna have activities and school and all that shit. Mm-hmm. But you still building, you still, you know, working to get to the next level, whether you working your way up in corporate America or you trying to get your business off the ground still, whatever.
Okay.
That's how I kind of was looking at it.
All right. So my final number going to be 35-30. Yeah. That what you said?
Yeah.
Oh, shit.
Like, but, well, for both between that age, I was saying like.
No, I was saying 35 for the dude, 30 for the woman. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Other than that, I mean, yeah, I'm gonna go
35-30. Okay. Bet. But I just thought that was interesting. I saw that and then like, you know, I saw that video, I was like, oh, she thinks she knows us.
That's cute.
Yeah, I was like, oh,
but they say men are not a monolith either. All right, man. Can't be bought. Now this one. I'm gonna play the video over there next to D, but we're gonna talk about it though. So this man was it's like on some Mr. Beast shit, but it wasn't Mr. Beast. They was gonna pay him $10,000 a day for every 24 hours that he could stay in a room full of 100 chickens. Now you can see from the video he had a bed and a TV. But the TV went on yet. So he's struggling in there. The birds are shitting all over the place. They're shitting all over the place. The smell's getting to him and all that type of shit. After a while, they gave him they told him, they're like, hey, you can play video games. However, the code to the game is on the leg of one of these chickens, to the remote. So he went in, threw all the chickens, found the code. He got to play video games. He had a lot of trouble keeping the chickens off his bed and shit like that. All in all, he lasted one day. So I'm going to ask you, how many days do you think that you could do that? 10 bands a day, 100 chickens.
I think I can at least do 2 to 3 days.
Yeah. Yeah.
Like,
I think where he fucked up at, he should have put his mattress standing up.
Yeah, gee. Like, create a barrier. Like,
don't, because he was just like, damn, they shitting on my bed. Yeah. It's like, yeah, stand up the mattress and sit somewhere else. And you just put your mattress down when it's time for you to go to sleep. The chickens weren't really jumping on him when he was sleeping shit.
Yeah.
So that's what he fucked up, and that's why I could have stayed a couple more days.
I mean, there's a table in there. Like, you got to, like, you got to be able to move some furniture around in this bitch.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
You got
to. You got to start dictating to these chickens what's what, nigga. Like, yeah. You went there, you got them shitting on your bed. You see when he go to sleep and shit, he like.
Then they keep throwing the food in there. Like,
yeah.
But see, I guess my.
But they got to feed them, though.
Yeah, and I guess my only thing about that, my only worry would be, like, if I'm in here, like, if it'd be one thing if you
inhaling that shit,
inhaling the feces. Yeah, I would have to look that up. Like, I don't want any like adverse effect, because like when I get out of this, like, because 30,000 is not enough to have health problems afterwards.
Yeah, yeah.
Now,
can we smoke in here?
Like, you know, but I would definitely try to go for the 3 days. I will admit that the sound would probably get very annoying, like, to hear them and them, like, making all their noises, arguing with each other. Like,
arguing? Because when you think about it, it's 100 women in there.
Oh. I don't agree with that.
It is. They chickens. Nah. They're not roosters. Chickens is women.
Yeah.
I mean, they're female. I wasn't trying to call women chicks and chickens and shit like the chicken heads. But that's where it comes from.
Yeah. All right.
Oh, I said something fucked up.
Nah. It's already getting the stigma. Like, it's a, like, the He-Man Woman Hater Club. So I ain't even trying to.
I was not trying to do that.
I know.
I'm not.
The topic at hand is what it's going to be perceived as.
Okay. Okay. I'm just saying. Nope, never mind. So how many days you get?
I got 3 days.
You got three.
I'm
trying to make it five.
It's probably going to be that one day.
Whole time. It's probably going to be the one day. I'm going to try to do five, but it's probably going to be that one day.
By the end of that day, I'm going to be like, you know what? 10,000, I could do something with that. I would love more, but I could do something with that.
I'm
going
to get in there, my asthma will go flare up. I'm going to be like, bitch, I'm allergic to chickens.
Yeah. I mean, like, y'all gotta at least clean this shit up, though. Like, say 1 hour out of the day, y'all just come in and.
No, you getting $10,000. We ain't cleaning up shit. Literally. But yeah, I'm going to.
Or give me the tools to be able to clean up after them.
You're going to have to move some stuff around, but yeah, you're going to have to start doing some nigger rig and shit. Start breaking up furniture and sweeping.
Yeah, I'll find a way. I'll use that door in a corner, use the bed, put the mattress back. I'll find a way to survive.
Ain't
that.
Shit with time in there.
Yeah, like. Y'all can't get back here.
Oh, man. Shout outs.
Man, shout out to my wife, my kids. Always holding it down. Always making everything I do worthwhile. Because of you, everything I do is, you know, for you. So, shout out to you, bro. You know what I'm saying? Always putting this together. Always, you know, coming out with the awesome clips. Really putting in the effort and all the work to, you know, the time that it takes to actually put all the, you know, this production together. You know what I'm saying? You do that and continue to get better and better at it, man. Yeah, the whole time. I was like, damn, that nigga's shoulder just left.
I had to look at it like, oh, my God.
It's like, oh, shit. Can I move it? Okay, good. All right, cool. It's just a crack. Yeah, man, shout out to all the black entrepreneurs, black owned businesses out there doing their thing, building generational wealth, inspiring us all to do the same. That's about
okay. Man,
want to shout out my family, you know, especially like the time that we had in Chicago, man. Love y'all. Want to shout out you, best co-host in the world. Let's see. I really want to dedicate this episode to my frat brother, Marvin Boomer. Rest in peace. He passed this morning, so love to him and his family. Other than that, I want to shout out Dreamers Clothing Line. Got a new hoodie right here. I'm going to put the what you call it? The link.
You got it, man.
The link right here, man. Also want to shout out Hitman Podcast, Chris.
What?
MG.
What?
Shout out King Odizzy. Shout out Stacks 100. After Party video out. Flintstones song out. You'll hear it on our clips, our reels. Other than that, I think we are out.
Don't be weird, motherfucker.
This has been the I Ain't Going Show. You can watch us on YouTube or listen to us on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Podcasts, iHeart, Amazon Music, Stitcher, and Audible. Please be sure to rate, review, subscribe, and follow.